song off of my new album, Lone Star State of Mind, written by an old running buddy of mine from Texas, Mr. Robert Earl Keen, and it's a tune called Sing One for Sister.
Annie.
the tune. I write other things besides songs. I write short stories and novels, and I'm working on a new novel about a couple who owns a hotel on the Jersey Shore in the 40s. And this last summer, I was on the road with the Everly Brothers. We were playing in Atlantic City, and I was thinking about my novel and shot straight up in bed one night in Atlantic City with this song already written. All the lyrics were there, and all the melody and the chorus, and everything was all together, and I thought, this is great. This is going to be a great life from now on. I'm just going to, you know, go to sleep at night and write my songs and then shop all day. It's going to be a wonderful life. Of course, this will never happen again, but this song comes from someplace else, and it's a tune called Love Wore a Halo Back Before the War that we've not recorded yet, but we'll be recording in July. We're going to do this for Tony Brown at MCA and all the fine folks at MCA Records who are here with us tonight. Called Love Wore a Halo Back Before the War, and it's got a little thing in it for the audience to shout back at us. Every time you hear me say back before the war, y'all say before the war. And Danny Flowers and Charlie Bundy over here are going to lead y'all in the chorus of coming back at us. Show them how to do it, guys. Before the war is what y'all say back. When you hear these guys do it, you come back at me with it. Because these two people in this song, I don't believe a word of this song, let me tell you. She owned a hotel on the Jersey Shore. She made her living sending sailors door to door. He was a small boy with a crooked smile, and he made her eyes light up like the heavens on the 4th of July. She made more money than you and I live. This next song is a tune that was the title song of an album of mine that came out about 10 years ago. And it's the only song I've ever recorded twice, and it's on my new album as well, the Lone Star State of Mind album. It's a song about friendships, and it's called There's a Light Beyond These Woods, Mary Margaret. I grew up in Austin, Texas, and I had a best friend growing up by the name of Mary Margaret. Probably looked a whole lot like your best friend when you were growing up. There's something about that first best friend when you walk out on the sidewalk when you're 4 or 5 years old and you find this person that's all yours. They don't belong to your brother or your sister or your mother or your father, and chances are none of those people will ever care for that person. They're the one that you're told you can't hang around with by the time you get to high school, which causes you to slip out your bedroom window on Saturday nights and go steal hubcaps and do things like that. So to everybody's best friend, this one's for you.
Name is John, and he runs.
do a song for you now that was written by a lady from New York City, and wonderful lady she is. This tune is called From a Distance, and it's on my new album, Lone Star State of Mind. And this is the most beautiful song that's ever been sent to me that I've ever heard. And I hope that enough people get to hear it, because it seems like an anthem for my generation. This one goes out to all the little children down here on the steps. Guys to work with, and all of them so talented in their own right as songwriters. Over here to my right, the gentleman who wrote Tulsa Time, and he also wrote Before Believin' for Emmy Lou Harris, and he just has a hit right now with Senorita for Don Williams. We've got Mr. Danny Flowers on guitar and harmony. Our basser is a gentleman who's played with one of my greatest heroes, Mr. Guy Clark, and for the past 7 years has been with Barbara Mandrell, and we're so proud to have him in the Blue Moon Orchestra. On bass and harmony vocals, Mr. Charlie Bundy. Back there on the drums, the only gentleman in the band who speaks with a little bit different dialect. He was also with Don Williams for many years and a wonderful drummer and percussionist. We're very proud to have from London, England, Mr. Pat McInerney. He's also a single fellow. I just want to let y'all know that. Only single member of the BMOs. Over here on keyboards, a gentleman who was a founding member of the Amazing Rhythm Aces and went on to be with Stevie Winwood for several years, and we're so proud that he is with us, the soul man of the Blue Moon Orchestra, the BMOs, Mr. James Hooker! This last song is a tune that was written about a woman's great escape from Salt Lake City, Utah in 1963 in a 40 Econo line van with 5 screaming children and a husband biting at her bumper trying to make her come home, and he was a real tire biter, that one. It's a tune off a Lone Star State of Mind album called 40 Econo line, and it's been a real pleasure to be here with y'all at Summer Lights. I thank the Summer Lights folks for having me. Well, she drove away from Salt Lake City to the California coastline. She hit the San Diego freeway doing 60 miles an hour. She had a husband on her boat. She had 5 restless children. She was singing a song.